Hello, and welcome to the Harvest Fields channel. This is a recording of our Sunday service on the 19th of February. Unfortunately, we had some problems with the sound system, and so the first 10 minutes of the service is me doing a dub over because the original sound wasn't recorded. So please bear with the video. In about 10 minutes, the sound and the image will resync. They'll be in synchronization once again. I am just redoing the introduction of the service. In the service, we sang "Nailed to the Cross for Me." Nailed to the cross for me. Praise God, 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead and we have victory in Jesus. And my talk today is entitled "Victory in Jesus." Jesus, God, was the creator of all things. Why should we worry? Why should we have anxiety? He is the creator of all things. Having done that, our simple anxieties he can deal with. We need to put our trust in him. A young man was travelling home from the Far East. He had been away on work and he was flying home back to his family. He was a very nervous flyer, didn't like flying at all. When he got to the airline, bad weather had delayed his flight, and to cap it all, there was a technical fault with the plane. His nerves started to rise. He felt very, very nervous. Anyway, he was wandering around the airport and he saw an advert for some life insurance. £3 would buy him £100,000 worth of life cover. Well, he thought about the weather, he thought about the fault on the plane, and thought about his family, and he decided that yes, he would spend the £3 on the £100,000 worth of insurance cover. He bought his ticket. He looked out of the window and the weather was still bad and there was no news regarding the repair to the plane, so he thought he'd go and have a meal. His favourite food was Chinese, and of course in the airport, as ever, there was a Chinese restaurant. As he ate his food, they gave him a fortune cookie. He opened the fortune cookie and it said, "Your recent investment is about to pay big dividends." Whoa, he then really did begin to worry. And you know, we as Christians can worry over silly and simple things. We need not worry. We have victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus over all things. If you have your Bibles to hand, turn with me to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favour and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth for ever. His horn shall be exalted with honour. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. This psalm tells us clearly that we have victory in God. It tells us that We, us, believers in Jesus, are on the winning side. We are victorious. We're not on the losing side. We are victorious and overcomers. Let us look briefly at what the psalm says. It says, those who fear the Lord, those who are in awe of the Lord, those who recognize his majesty are blessed. It says, the generation of the upright are blessed. And that's us, brothers and sisters, believers in Jesus. We are blessed. Our righteousness endures forever. And we are light, the light of God on the world. We are gracious, full of compassion and righteous. Of course, not righteousness of ourselves, but righteousness through the power of God. We shall not be afraid of evil. We shall overcome his enemies and Satan shall gnash his teeth. Satan is defeated. All he's got left is to gnash his teeth.
And all these things are because we are people who fear God. And that doesn't mean to say we're afraid of God, but it means we recognize and are in awe of his greatness. That he is a magnificent, almighty God, and that we know that. And as we were singing earlier, that he knows us, which is so awe-inspiring. We are his children. Children of the living God, praise his name. So all these things should make us happy, or rather joyful, a better word. Make us joyful because we are a victorious people. Amen. The joy of the Lord should radiate through us. People should see it. It should be visible in our lives. It should be seen in our faces. Some of you have forgotten to tell your face. Yeah. Tell your face that you belong to the Lord. Amen. Smile. Let people see who you belong to. Let people see who owns you. Let people see and hear and recognize that you're overcomers. That we are not defeated. The devil is already defeated. Sunday has come. Praise God. The tomb is empty. Praise God. So smile. Let the glory of the Lord be on your face. Shine through your life. Praise God. I'm really well old enough to remember 1965. And in 1965, there was a group called the Fortunes. And they sang a song, I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. Do you remember the song?
Yeah.
I remember the song. You could see the troubles on your face. And of course we do. We do have troubles, don't we? Stuff happens. Jesus stands with us. He's with us. Gives us the victory. Sometimes we have to go through the troubles and sometimes it's difficult. But we know that Jesus is with us and he will stand with us whatever betides, whatever befalls us. And he will give us the victory.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we see brothers and sisters in the Lord and we can see anxiety in their faces. We can see their furrowed brows and we can feel their anxiety, you know. Let the light of the Lord shine through your face. Let people be able to see. The sun, S-U-N, is shining today. The sun, S-O-N, should be shining as well through your face, through your eyes, through what you do, through what you say. Let the light of the Lord shine through you and be an overcomer. It's time to turn away from all that worry, friends. It's time to turn away from it. It's time to let the joy of the Lord radiate in and through you. time to show that you have God, you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, and that you are empowered by Almighty God. Imagine that. Almighty God, the creator of the universe, empowers you individually. How wonderful is that? That God has the time and the understanding to know what you need and to bring you through the trials and tribulations in your life. Praise God. How wonderful is that?
Yes.
So let us be overcomers. Let us be part of that winning army, which is an army, and I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. Don't see the giants that are in front of you. There are giants in front of you, and sometimes those giants can be evil. We can overcome them.
Amen.
Not in our own strength, but in the strength of
Amen.
Jesus. Through his strength, through his sacrifice, and through his intercession for us now.
Amen.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Mike talked to us about Caleb the other day, and it reminded me that 12 spies went into the promised land. 12. And they did see a land flowing with milk and honey. But they also saw the giants. And they saw problems ahead, at least 10 of them did. They came back and said, oh, woe is me. We can't get in there. There are too many giants for us. We can't do anything. But two spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back, telling of what they had seen in the promised land, what the Lord had promised them. They were the only two of that generation then that were able to go into the promised land, because they could see the potential of what was in the promised land for them, for the Israelites, for the children of God. They saw a land flowing with milk and honey. They didn't see the problems. They didn't see the giants in the way. And there were many. They saw the milk and the honey. You know, there are people today who look at Jesus and they see nothing but problems. They don't want anything to do with Jesus. That's not for me. Thank God we are people who can see the good, the glory, the milk, the honey, the massive bunches of grapes that were there.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord that we can see. And you know, it is only those that accept him and believe in him that will see that promised land.
Yeah.
Stand firm, friends, stand firm in your faith.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Look to him. He will assist you in what you do, what you say, where you are. He'll direct your paths. And he will help you overcome the trials and tribulations that come your way, the illness that might come your way. He will help you overcome, and he will see you through to that land, that promised land. I'll see you there. Glory to God. So the children of Israel had some giants to face. They had to put their anxiety to one side. They had to go forward in the name of God. And they did. Eventually. Not immediately, but eventually. Don't know if you've been reading Word for Today. I know that you have, Louise. You told me about it earlier. Don't know if you've been reading Word for Today this week. But it's been talking about worry. It's been talking about guilt and grief and the things that can overcome us in our lives if we're not careful, if we're not keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Let me remind you, ask you some questions. Please give me the answers. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm at the end of my tether. I'm just a bundle of nerves. My life is falling apart. I'm at my wits. I feel like resigning from the human. You know all this negative stuff, folks. You know all this negative stuff. You need to throw it away. We need to throw it away, don't we? Praise God. All these cliches, all these negative phrases, it's time to junk them.
Amen.
Put them in the bin. Absolutely, yeah. All these cliches. When I do resign from the human race, that's not going to be my end. It's not going to be your end, praise God. We're going on to glory, that's right. Press the delete button on all those negative words. I knew you'd remember them all. Let me ask you another name, another question. What's God's name? What did he say? Tell them,
I am.
I am. That's it. Tell them, I am. I am. You know, I think this is wonderful. This real depth of meaning in the name of God. I am.
Yeah.
Two little tiny words, three letters. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you know, before Abraham, I am.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I am, speaking of God, Himself, the Father, Holy Spirit. I am. Two small, tiny, but powerful words. So it's no good worrying about yesterday.
No.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's no good worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. You know, Tesco's are giving free groceries tomorrow. You going?
Yeah.
You going? And when you get there, what will the sign say? Free groceries
tomorrow.
Praise God. I am is the answer. God is in the present. He doesn't have time in the same way that we do. He didn't say, I was God. I am God and I will be God. He says, I am. And that's sufficient. That's enough. He always is. He always will be.
Yeah.
We know that. But the present, He is always in the present with us. He's with us now.
Amen.
And when we get to the next now, He's with us there too. That's fantastic. So it's no good worrying about what happened yesterday. It's gone.
Yeah.
And you know, as saints of God, He's forgotten that. He's forgotten all that.
Yes.
Any things that you're worrying about from yesterday, sins that you've committed in your past, they've gone. Washed away. Because as we sang, He was nailed to the cross for me. And on the Sunday, He rose in victory. That is just fantastic, a fantastic message, the fundamental message of our faith. Forgiven.
Yes.
Forgiven.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we just need to live for today, live in the presence of God, be in His presence. I am. Mm. Not I was, not I will be. I am. I'm going to ask you another question, and again, this relates to Joshua. He became a great warrior leader with the Israelite nation. They had to overcome many, many giants as they took the land, the promised land. In fact, he had to overcome 31 kings, 31, beat them all, no problem. Because God was on his side. So you know the story of Jericho and Joshua walking round the city of Jericho. So my question is, How many times did he walk round, and the children of Israel walk round Jericho? You say eight. Any offers? You say seven? It's 13. Unlucky for some, certainly those inside the city. It's not an unlucky number, you know. It was for some. 13 times, once every day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, seven times. And you know, they had to walk around that city in silence. What's going to happen? No. Praise God, that's better, isn't it? Yeah, they were walking around in silence. I think there were some trumpets playing occasionally as they walked around. And the people inside were looking over the wall saying, what are those silly Israelites doing there? They're walking around our city. What do you think that's going to do? And they walked round, and they walked round in silence. First day, second day, third, fourth, fifth, sixth day. And then on the seventh day, seven times. And on the seventh day, what did that seventh time? On the seventh day, what did they do? They shouted, woo! Hallelujah. What happened? Most of the walls fell down. Just a little bit remained. But most of it fell down, and they took the city because they did what the Lord had told them to do. Walk round in silence. And then when you've done 13 laps, when you've done 30, I don't know how far it was around Jericho. It couldn't be too far, maybe a few miles, I don't know, but 13 times, and then they shouted and the walls were gone and they took the city. The power of God to give us victory is in our voices, friends.
Amen.
We need to use our voice, to use the power that the God of that sacrifice on Calvary gives us. You know, the word says he will give us the words, even when we're not sure of what we're going to say. He will give us the words to spell out his love and his word to the world. So Jericho was taken. And it struck me as I was thinking about this, when they came upon this problem, they went round it. It was a good lesson. They found this problem of Jericho in their way. They didn't try and raid it. They just went round the problem. And it was sorted. That's just wonderful. I think that's just wonderful. No need to worry. God will show us the way. And he'll show us round the worries and the problems and the anxieties that we have. Just walk round them. Praise God. If God can destroy the walls of Jericho with a shout, God can create the universe with a word. What can he do in our lives?
Amen.
What can he do in our lives? You know, we are his children, adopted by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
How wonderful is that? You know, he knows us. He knows the reducing number of hairs on my head. Praise God, he does. He knows us that well, that intimately. Fantastic. A couple of miles away from Jericho, there was another city called Ai. It's only about 2 miles away, I understand. And I think this story is fabulous. If you haven't read it, read it. It's in Joshua chapter 7 and 8. A city just a couple of miles away from Jericho. And you know, they must have been able to look out over their walls and see what happened to Jericho. And what did they do? So we better get ready. They're going to come our way in a minute. We don't want them walking round our city. Let's get our forces ready. So they prepared. And the Israelites attacked. And you know what? They lost. And they lost because they didn't obey the word of the Lord. Some people did some looting. and therefore they didn't win. So Joshua spent some time with the Lord, and the Lord said to him, put some men behind the city, and the rest of you, all of the rest of you, go and stand at the front of the city. Our God is a great tactician. Fantastic. Yes. And when the people of Ai saw all the people standing at the front of the city, but were not aware of the soldiers at the back, they, of course, all rushed out to attack the Israelites at the front of the city, leaving the city unguarded, and the Israelites came in from the back, sacked the city, and won the battle. Second time, because the first time they'd got their eyes on other things other than God. But God, a fantastic tactician, showed them how to do it. The city was sacked. They won the day, they won the battle. Because they obeyed the command of Jesus. So that was two towards the 31 kings that Joshua and the children of Israel defeated over a period of time as they went into the promised land. They overcame the giants, the problems, the difficulties in their lives, the things that were in their way. Just like David. You remember David? He only used a little stone. You know, it reminds me about Peter, this. You call the stone a little stone. And but on this rock, Jesus, the church is built. Yeah, but David, who was to become the king, he went with a little pebble and he slew, in the power of God, a 9'6" giant. There was the giant gone because little David trusted in the Lord. He didn't run round the giant that time. He faced it full on. The stone went and Goliath was gone. Now, I don't know. Somebody correct me. Did Goliath die because of the stone, or did he die because of his head being chopped off with a sword? Absolutely his own sword. Yeah, very good. We've got the victory, folks. It's Sunday. We've got the victory. Turn to Philippians in your Bibles, please. Chapter 4 and verse 6. This is about showing the joy of the Lord. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and I say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So we've got the solution. Tells you what to do. The word tells you what to do. If you're worried about something, if you're anxious about something, if you've got a problem in your life, pray, petition God. But don't do it in a miserable way. It says do it with thanksgiving. Amen. Present your requests to God. And you know our God is a God who answers prayer. Amen. He will answer you. Might not answer you in the way that you think, because his ways are not our ways. Amen. But he will answer you. He also said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Never leave you. Never forsake you. We have the victory, praise God, in Jesus. And we need to depend on him. There is nothing wrong in depending on God. In fact, that's what we should do. Depend on him. Because he will never let us down. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us, and he is all powerful. And what power have we got? Well, nothing without God. Nothing without God. He will guide you. He'll tell you what to do next. Because, please God, we in all our ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in all And then, great, yes, absolutely, he will direct our paths. Is it paths or paths? Is it two or one? It doesn't matter. Is it path or paths? I think it's paths, because we'll go in all sorts of different directions and the Lord will bring us back. Praise God. Whatever it is, he will direct us. Face our troubles and face them with confidence. Praise God. How can we not be confident in such a great God, such an almighty God? A God who, before the beginning of time, knew that he would have to come and die as a man. And yet he still made us. He still loved us enough to continue with that creation, to make us, knowing that man would sin and turn against him, and that he would have to come the only way. Nothing that we could do. In the Old Testament, we read time and again of sacrifices. You know, they didn't make one sacrifice. They made sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice, on and on and on. And it was never enough. Never enough. But Jesus, once and for all, praise God. Hallelujah. Once and for all, a sacrifice, not just for you, not just for me, but for the whosoever. Whoever will believe in Jesus shall be saved because of that one sacrifice. So depend on God. He is our Father. He dotes on us like children, wants us to be successful, wants us to be secure. He loves us. He cares for us. He answers prayer. He, and therefore we, can't be defeated.
No.
Praise God.
Amen.
And where is he? He's above all those principalities and powers. He's above them. You know, we're in a battle against principalities and powers, and we put on the armour of God. Somebody said that every morning they put on the armour of God. And somebody said to him, well, why do you take it off at night? Leave it on once you've got the armour of God on. Don't take it off. Leave it on. Because Satan can come in the night as well as in the day. Praise God. And we fight against principalities and powers, but Jesus is above principalities and powers. And what happens to Satan, as we read in the Psalms, he's left gnashing his teeth. He's got nowhere to go. It's no good him going to the dentist, gnashing his teeth. He's defeated. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's defeated. That's something that somebody said once. When the devil attacks you, when Satan comes along and tries to cause you problems, remind him of Sunday. The victory on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mary went to the tomb with others. The tomb was empty. Praise God. And she saw the gardener, and the gardener just mentioned her name. Hallelujah. Mary. And she recognized him. And she went back to the disciples and told the disciples, Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen. And we're not far off Easter. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, they didn't believe it. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? When there were folks that doubted unless they saw. Praise God, we haven't seen in the physical sense, but we've seen in the spiritual sense that Jesus is alive. Praise God. Matthew 24 tells us that Jesus will return with a loud trumpet, just like the trumpet at Jericho, probably a little bit louder than that one, no doubt. But he will gather his elect. That will be the culmination of the victory when we see Jesus. Praise God, when we're face to face with Jesus. Victory will be ours. and for all eternity. Praise God. That is the essence of it. It's not for a moment. It's not just for a day. It's for eternity, forever and ever. You know, eternity is a long time. Praise God. I'm sure we're going to be put to work when we get to heaven. I don't think we're going to be sitting around doing nothing. But it's forever, folks. And I tell you, if you're in the other place, that's forever too. And once you're in there, you don't get out, you know. People don't like to use the word hell these days. You know, it's a real place. And you need to make sure that you're not on the way to hell. You need to take Jesus as your Saviour. To stand firm with him. And he that overcometh to the end will see that glory. John chapter 16 verse 33. I think I've referred to this verse already, but without saying it, that it says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Fantastic. You know, there's a lot of scriptures in all this that we could quote and refer to and praise God for. Because he has overcome the world. And we, because we believe, we are part of that. We don't have to worry. We can put our worries to one side, or we can get round them. We can claim the victory in our daily lives because of Jesus. No defeatist attitudes. No negative words. Victorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and verse 10 says, fear not, for I am, who's that I am again? For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For it's I am. I am, every time. Yeah. Praise God. And in James, the book of James, chapter 1, second verse, it says, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Be steadfast in your faith, folks. Be steadfast in your faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. A lesson from my father. Forsaking all, I trust him. That we might be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. Hallelujah. That's our destiny, you know. That's our destiny. You hear the story about the missionary coming home from Africa. And he was on the same plane as the president. And when they landed in New York, they all welcomed the president home. And despite the fact that this missionary had been serving God in Africa for many, many years, nobody acknowledged him. Nobody said a word to him. And he was a little bit put out about that. Nobody welcomed me home. He got home. He just happened to mention that to God in his prayers. And what did God say? You're not home yet. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're not home yet. No. You're a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
You don't need your passport to get in there because I've paid the price. And the price is paid in full.
Praise God.
So, my message has been to tell you that you need to put away your worries, put away your anxieties, and I've had a few. Draw near to God.
Yeah.
He is all powerful. He always wins.
Yeah.
He's an overcomer. We're overcomers, and we can claim that. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah. John Wesley, who came from not far from here, was walking out with one of the members of the congregation in his church, who was a very troubled man. And this troubled man had doubts about God and his godliness. And he said to John Wesley, "I don't know what I should do with all this trouble and strife, this worry that I've got. I just don't know what to do." And at the same moment, they happened to see a cow in the field. Must have been somewhere in Epworth. And the cow was looking over a stone wall. And John Wesley said to the man, "Why do you think that cow is looking over that wall?" And the worried man said, "I have no idea. I don't know why the cow is looking over the wall." And John Wesley said, "It's because he can't see through it. He can't see through the wall. He has to look over it to see what's happening on the other side." And we need to look over and past and beyond the troubles that we might have in this world, because our victory, our destination is beyond the troubles, the minor troubles, whatever they happen to be. Because we've got a sure and certain hope that one day we will be in glory for that eternity with Jesus. Praise God. Look beyond your worries. Don't dwell on them. Look over the wall. If the silly cow can do it, hallelujah, we can look beyond our troubles. Praise God. Our faith enables us to look past our circumstances, to focus on Jesus, to focus on Christ. He is our helper. He is the victory that we can claim in the name of Jesus. You know, I've mentioned to you before one of my favorite verses anyway, Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Amen. Praise God. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So look past your worries, claim victory in Jesus, and God bless you.